I think that by this time, everybody's a little bit uncomfortable. And as someone once put it, we all wish we were sitting in the sukkah already. And it's to be understood, it's not such a push at the time. But we also want to make the most of it. And I just want to make a few suggestions as to how we could make the most of it. But a thought that occurred to me just a few moments ago. It's something that I've thought of many times, but just a new angle. You know, Yom Kippur is serious stuff. The time of the Chasima. That means that we gotta try to make things happen by the time the day is over. And puts a lot of pressure. Certainly makes some people very nervous. Other people, it just sends them running in a different direction because it's too hot, so they, you know, run out of the kitchen. So I wanted to try to put things in perspective. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Sefer, I think it's called Hecholos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends a message from on high to Bnei Yisrael. And he says to them, Terudu v'tagidu lebonai, I don't remember the exact lotion, go down and tell my children that mashani oise she'ein li hanoa b'ulam, I don't have any hanoa in this world like the moment when they lift themselves up, their eyes focused heavenward, and they say, Kodosh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos Meloi Chol Ha'aretz Kevoiloi. He says, when I hear that, I says, I have no Hanoa Bo'ilam, I never had, I don't have any Hanoa in the world like this. And what do? I grab hold of the Kisei HaKovoi, which is Bidmus Yaakov, I don't know exactly what that's all about, and I am Mechabkoi, Umenashkoi, and I express that, I feel that love to them to such an extent that I'm Memayer the Geula because of that feeling that I have. And so I always wondered what's involved in this Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos. Of course, Kodesh means separate, above and beyond all the lowliness of this world. Three times repetition, we know all the time, is above and above and above and above, way, 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 way beyond anything we can imagine. Hashem Tzvokos is Hashem. We'll see in a moment the Pasuk. And Meloi Chol Ha'aretz Kevoido, the whole world is full of His covet, of His glory. So when we say after Kedusha on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we bring the Pasuk in the Novi, Vayigba Hashem Tzvokos Bamishpot. Hashem Tzvokos is elevated in Mishpot. So Hashem Tzvokos seems to refer to Hashem's role as the Melech HaMishpot. V'akel HaKodosh Nikdash B'Tzdoko. And HaKel HaKodosh, The holy one, or the mufrish one of the God who is above and above and above, he is nikdash, he is considered or referred to in that state of Kodesh, bitztoka, in the midah of tztoka. What's the midah of tztoka? So the Goyin says the midah of tztoka is giving beyond what we deserve. We say it every day in Ovino Malkeinu, ein bonu maasim tztoka seimonu. Say it in Vehurachum at least twice or three times every Monday and Thursday. Masim ein bonu, tztoka ein bonu. Tasei bonu, tztoka ein bonu masim. When we don't have, we don't deserve, we can't earn beyond what we can earn, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does tztoka. So it occurred to me as follows. What's the greatest impediment? And Meloi Chol Ha'aretz Kevoido, by the way, the Avudrom says that refers to Hashem's Hashkocha Protis in the world. How is Hashem's glory fill the world? We see his involvement, his activity in every aspect of existence. So the fullness of his development, of his involvement in the world, That's Meloi Chol Oros Kevodo Dehashgocha Protis. So it occurred to me that what's the greatest impediment to having Bitochen and Hashem? Here comes Yom Kippur. I really would like nothing more than at this moment to be able to put my trust in Hashem that He's going to make everything happen for me in this coming year and the years to come in the best possible way, exactly as my heart desires. He should be Mimale Kol Nishalos Libi L'Toivo. All of the desires of my heart, and they should all be good. Everything I want should all be for my good, and Hashem should give it all to me. That's what we would want. So, but what interferes with that? There's only one thing that interferes with that. There's only one thing that interferes with that, and that is maybe I'm not worthy. Shema Gora Machet. Otherwise, I would, if I'm a Mamin, I know Hashem. I know He's Molei Chesed V'Rachamim. I know He created the world only to do Chesed. I know when He sits in judgment on the world, all He wants to do is to be Mate Klapi Chesed. I know that He made a promise to Klal Yisrael Hashem, Hashem Kel Rachum Echanu Nerech Apayim, with all these midas of Chesed and Hatova and Rachamim. And He says, when you're Mazkir, this Rashi's Loshon is this Seder, then you will not be turned away empty-handed, and He'll forgive our Averis. So I know all of this, but maybe I did so many stupid things that I'm not worthy for all that. That's the fear. Shema Gora Machet. Otherwise, we'd all be 100% confident that everything would be great. So it occurred to me that maybe this power of this Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh gives us that sense of Bitochen, because why? Because Hashem is mufrosh, is muktosh, above and beyond, 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 beyond anything we can imagine, in the midah of tzedakah, giving us beyond what we deserve. That can be the greatest inspiration to Bitochen. So if we're looking to be able to walk into Yom Kippur confidently, confident in the sense that Hashem will take care of everything, everything's going to work in our favor, then it would seem that this Kodesh, what this is saying is, Hashem is above and beyond in the midah of not looking at what we earn and deserve, but rather giving us beyond that. If that's the case, I can trust Him. I can have bitochen. I don't have to be afraid. Because Shema Gora Machet, why do you get nervous? Shema Gora Machet, Hashem's thing is Kodesh, 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 above and beyond, beyond. I said it more than one. I said it four times. It's only three. In the midah of giving us beyond what we deserve. So we don't have to focus so much on what we deserve, but rather we should focus on the midah of Hashem that He gives us beyond, and that allows us to have bitochen. And when we have bitochen in the din, then mamish, we're in great shape. First of all, we have menuchas hanefesh. We're not so nervous, we're not so worried. And second of all, the bischus habitochen, as we mentioned many times, that the posuk says, Hinei ein Hashem ad yireyov, that's one kita, the yirei Hashem. Chofetz Chaim says there should be a comma there, lam yachalim l'chassad, that's another group. Those that are miyachal l'chesed Hashem, those that have risen above the Shema Gora Machet, I'm counting on Hashem, then they're in great shape. The ones that count on Hashem, the pasuk says the same good things will happen to them as to the true Yirei Shemayim. So it's really a very, very worthwhile undertaking. So it occurred to me that maybe this is something we really have to focus on. And maybe that's the pshat, why Hashem says, Eini hanoa b'olam, because this is the formula for true bitochen. The formula for true bitochen is to recognize the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the infinite, the endless, the Kodesh, 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 above and beyond anything else, beyond what we can imagine, in the midah of giving beyond what we deserve. I thought that could be a little bit of help. But on the other hand, we have to realize something else, that sometimes from a state of fear and concern, we can catapult ourselves, or we can be catapulted into the greatest connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The famous, I've quoted it many times, the Shaila is why we don't say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So the Mishnah says, because Sefer Chaya Meisim Psuchim, we're going to say Hallel. So the Rambam explains that it's antithetical to the mood on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. The mood is one of Yira v'fachad, fear, trepidation, umivrach, so much so that I want to run away from Him. I'm so overwhelmed with fear. Umona say love. But where do I run? Into His embrace. So, two things. Number one, You can't run into his embrace unless you know how forgiving he is, how loving he is. Unless you see the picture. Imagine if we see the picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we realize that he is so overwhelmingly in the midah of tzedakah, of giving beyond we deserve, and that inspires us in bitochon, and he takes hold. He says, Ein li hanoa bo'ilam. I have no hanoa in this world like the moment when I see the Klal Yisrael reaching that level. I take hold of the Kisei HaKovod, which is Bidmus Yaakov Avinu, and I hug it, I kiss it, and I admire the Geula because I'm so in love with the Klal Yisrael and this matzav. So I run and take refuge in him. But how do I bring myself to take refuge? That's because the fear is so overwhelming that I run away. And the only place to run is into the arms of the one that I know so loves me, so wants to give me above and beyond, has such a deep sense of love that when I connect with him in bitochen, that is the greatest hano, ein li hano bo'ilam. So I thought this combination could be very helpful. Mitzad echad, it's very serious what's going on. Very serious. If you look back at the year, things that happened this year, they were decided last year. Decisions that are very, very serious being made are in process now. So it's serious. Sadsheni, if we let ourselves get overwhelmed with the seriousness, we're not going to do anything about it. We'll just sleep through the whole thing, literally or figuratively. And we'll just, I can't deal with it. It's too much. Sadsheni, if I realize that the nervousness that I have can send me into an embrace with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where I can have such bitochen in him because there's nothing else I can do. I'm not going to change completely. Okay, I'm going to try. I'm going to learn Musa every day. I'm going to be makabel certain things. I'm going to try to make slow steps, to make progress, to be able to be at least, as Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, in the gather of Oysa Tshuva. I'm working on it. I can't do more than I can. I'm not going to change overnight. It's just not going to happen. But I realize that this fear can send me and say, what am I going to do? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And with the realization of how much he is Yid b'Hashem tzvokos b'mishpot, he's gavoa me'al gavoa in mishpot, but he's nikdash b'tzdokah, that the midah, that he is above and beyond anything else, kodesh, 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 is in the midah of tzedakah, in this giving us beyond what we deserve. So I can truly take refuge in the loving God, whose inyan is to give us beyond what we deserve, and who, if I'm correct in my assumption in the pshat, in that whole kodesh, kodesh, is that's to him the greatest thing. We come to the realization that he's there to give us beyond what we deserve. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now you can truly have bitochen, and now that's a connection that ein li hanoa bo'ilam. So I thought if we combine these two things together, it might be a little bit helpful to approach the Yom Kippur mood. Just want to add just one thing to that. And that is that, and I've said this many times, but I think it's a mitzvah lefarsim, that the Reb Chaim Volozhiner says, midina de gemara, meikar hadin, a person fulfills the mitzvah of tshuva when he makes a gemiras das, he makes up his mind, I'm not going to do this again. I make this mistake, I'm not going to do it. Now, one might get very discouraged and say, I did that already last year. And what came out of it? Nothing. I'm nothing, but I'm really back the same way I was. So the Mabit is very critical. The Mabit says that even though the halacha is, or at least the certain dayas say, that if a person did tshuva last year and he didn't repeat the chet, he doesn't have to do tshuva for last year's, only for this year. If he repeated the chet, he does have to do tshuva for this year and for last year. One might think that means, because I repeated it, so the whole tshuva was worthless. I was going medas, but I really wasn't. He says, not so. The tshuva was a tshuva. He says, if a person was going medas, I'm not going to do this again. He has fulfilled the mitzvah of tshuva on whatever gemira stas he made, 100% midina de gemara, that's it, for sure. He says, Mernit, what happens is the Yetzirah gets a hold of a person, gets him to do it again. He says, the reason they said he should do tshuva again, or vidui again, is to show that he has a problem. That's all. Just to exhibit that he had a problem. That's all. So to point out, hey, you got a problem with this area because you did tshuva last year and you repeated it again, got to do it again. For that, just to show you have a problem, but not because it's not real. So I think it's very important. We can all make some gemira stas. And Rabbi Yisrael says, start with something. Try something, some small thing. But that puts us already in the path, he calls it the gather, within the fence. We're inside the arena of doing tshuva, and it can make all the difference in the world. So I thought maybe a few of these thoughts might be helpful, and Hashem should help that we should all be able to draw from Yom Kippur inspiration, from the nervousness, maybe even a greater sense of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that closeness should certainly be enhanced by the fact that we know that his thing is just to do, to give us way beyond what we deserve. And Beis Hashem, we should taka bizoicha. And,